5, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Ever since we opened our doors in 1963 off the corner of Main Street.
Warmington gets the ball to start this second half as they lead by 8, 22-14 is our score. And looks like a foul is going to be called away from the ball on Mountain Home. That is on Riley Walker, her second personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second half against the Lady Bombers. We are 13 seconds into the second half. By the way, I've got to tell you, it was one of the shortest halftimes I've ever seen in my life. I don't know how much time they put on the clock, but there's no way it was 10. Now the inbound pass goes to, tried to go to Mary Kate Korsmeyer, just off her fingertips. It goes out right back out of bounds, and it will be Mountain Home's basketball on the turnover. Walker will take the inbound pass from the far sideline and bring it into the front court. Throws it over to Martin on the right side. Takes the screen. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Shania Kemp. Kemp quickly back the other way for Morrilton. Has it on the right side. Now has the ball knocked away from her. Stolen by Pfeiffer. Back come the Lady Bombers. Pfeiffer quickly into the lane. Going to kick it out now to Martin. Now Martin dribbles over to dribbles and throws over to Husky on the left wing. Now Husky dribbles up between the circles. Over to the right elbow, now out to the wing, gives it there to Pfeiffer. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Z Wright. Wright quickly back the other way for the Lady Devil Dogs, throws it over to Kemp. She'll have it now between the circles. Madeline Collins is going to check in at the next available time. Ball goes over on the left side to Hilton. Up top to Kordsmeyer. Near the right corner to Kemp. Kemp dribbles out a little more toward the wing. Up top now to Hilton. Back over to Kemp on the right wing. Throws it up top to Kordsmeyer. Now to Hilton. Down to Templeton on a low block. She's going to try to go up for the turnaround jumper. No good. They're going to... Actually, I thought that shot was actually after the foul, but they're going to say it was on the shot. It was on Anna Grace Foreman, her third personal foul, team foul number two. Against Mountain Home. So it will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight, Tamia Templeton. She has 2 points so far this evening. 6:26 left in the third quarter. And the first shot for Templeton is good. Madeline Collins is going to check in, replacing Emma Martin. And one more free throw. If Templeton gets this one, it will be a double-digit lead for the Lady Devil Dogs. Templeton's second shot is up and in and out, no good. The rebound is controlled by Walker, and she's going to be fouled in the backcourt. Mary Kate Kortzmeyer picks up her second personal foul, team foul number one here in the second half against Morrilton. 6:26 left in the third quarter. Husky will bring the ball into the front court. Now instead gets it to Walker as she was double teamed in the backcourt. Tried to throw it to Pfeiffer, pass was well wide of her, it goes out of bounds. And Morrilton will get it back on the unforced turnover. 9-point lead for the Lady Devil Dogs. 23-14 is our score. Here is Hilton across the timeline. Throws over on the right side to Kemp. Mountain Home once again in a man-to-man. Kemp dribbled toward the corner. Now goes near a little more toward the top. The ball goes down to Z Wright in the paint. Her layup off the glass and in. Z Wright now in double figures with 10 points. And it is a double-digit lead for Morrilton. 25-14 is our score. Less than 6 minutes left in the third quarter. Husky is dribbling down towards the corner. Tries to throw it to Foreman. Ball was stolen by Wright. And back comes Morrilton. Wright quickly back the other way, going into the lane for another layup. And she's going to be... No, they're going to call a blocking foul. I thought they were about to call a charge, but they call Hannah Pfeiffer with a blocking foul. And so it's going to be an and-one situation. That is Pfeiffer's second personal foul, team foul number three. Against Mountain Home. So Z Wright now with 12 points, and she'll go back to the free throw line for the and one situation. Here's Wright's free throw. That's her first miss from the free throw line. Walker gets the rebound. She's quickly back the way, and she's going to be fouled just outside the paint. Q Hilton with her second personal foul, team foul number two against Morrilton here in the second half. 5:40 left in the third quarter, a 13-point lead for the Lady Devil Dogs. Pfeiffer takes the inbound pass, immediately puts up the three-pointer, good. Hannah Pfeiffer now in double figures with 12 points, 27-17, Mountain Home trailing Morrilton. Q Kaylin Williams will check in at the next available time for the Lady Devil Dogs. Ball goes over to Hilton on the right side. Up top to Templeton. Over to Kemp on the left wing. Now ball goes to Templeton, now to Wright, and she's going to be fouled, a reach-in foul on Madeline Collins. That is her first personal foul, team foul number four against the Lady Bombers. Kaylin Williams going to check in for the Lady Devil Dogs as she replaces Mary Kate Kordsmeyer. Hilton will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. And what? No, she's not. She's going to get called for 5 seconds. She couldn't find anyone, and Moulton really didn't have a whole lot of movement on that inbounds play. So Mount Sun's going to get back on the turnover. Walker will take the inbound pass. She'll be going to tell team, so she gets it to Husky in the front court. Husky has it on the right wing. Throws it up top to Foreman. Finds Collins cutting into the lane for a layup. Couldn't get it to go. Ball goes. Well, I thought the ball was about to go out of bounds, but Foreman's able to save it right into the hands of her teammate, Hannah Pfeiffer. She just puts up the three. Good. 15 points now for Pfeiffer. 27-20, Mountain Home cuts the lead back to 7. The Northland lead back to 7, that is. Here is Hilton up top with the ball. And now a timeout is going to be called by Moulton. We'll take it with him. 4:34 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home trailing Moulton 27-20. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Ever since we opened our doors in 1963 off the corner of Main Street and Mountain Home, Integrity First Bank has been helping you open doors. From your first checking account to your first home purchase to future planning with Savings Trust and Wealth Management, we value the relationship we've made with you and other friends through the years. As always, our doors are open at 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations, but you can also find Integrity First Bank at goifb.com, Facebook, and Twitter. We invite you to visit and see why so many local friends and neighbors bank on Integrity First.
Well, it was a good hustle play for Mountain Home after Collins missed the layup there on the low block. Foreman was able to chase down the rebound, save it into the hands of her teammate Hannah Pfeiffer, who immediately put up the three. It's a 7-point lead for Moulton, 27-20, with about 4.5 minutes left. Ball goes over to Kemp on the right wing. Loses the handle of the ball, stolen by Husky, but actually stolen right back by Kemp. She's going to go down into the lane, kicks out to the left corner. Now ball goes to Williams on the wing. Up top now to Wright. Wright going into the lane for the layup. Off the glass, no good. Foreman gets the rebound for Mountain Home. She'll give it to Walker, who will walk the ball into the front court. A little over 4 minutes left in this third quarter. It's a 7-point Moulton lead. Walker picks up her dribble, finds Collins. Now tries to give it to Pfeiffer, who is able to finally control it. Back to Collins. Her jumper just inside the three-point line. Good. Madeline Collins with 4 points, and that cuts Moulton's lead back to 5 with 3:45 left in the third quarter. 27-22 is our score. Here is Kemp across the timeline for the Lady Devil Dogs. Ball goes to Adams on the left wing. Cross court to Kemp. Down the low block to Templeton. She's going to pull up for the jumper. Good. Tamia Templeton now with 5 points. 29-22, Moulton's lead back to 7. Walker into the front court trying to avoid the double team. Lost the handle of the ball. It goes out of bounds, and Mountain Home will turn it back over. Emma Martin's going to check back in for Mountain Home, replacing Peyton Husky. And for the Lady Devil Dogs, Mary Kate Kordsmeyer will come out to the floor as she replaces Shania Kemp. 3:13 left in the third quarter. 29-22, Moulton with the ball and the lead. Here's Williams giving it to Wright. To Adams now on the left side near the corner. She drills out a little more towards the wing. Going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is knocked around by and controlled by Templeton. She goes back up with it. Can't get it to go, but draws contact and will head to the charity stripe. Madeline Collins picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number 5 against Mountain Home. 2:57 left in the third quarter. As Templeton is back to the free throw line, where so far she's 1 of 2 with 5 points. First shot, no good. One more free throw coming up for Templeton. Help! Second shot is up, and she gets one of two on this trip. She now has 6 points, and it's an 8-point Morrilton lead. 30-22 is our score. Walker takes an inbound pass. Right now it's man, but don't be surprised if they cheat off that, and which they try to do. But Walker is going to be fouled just before she crosses the timeline. Maddie Adams picks up her first personal foul, team foul number three against Morrilton here in the second half. 2:49 left in the third quarter. Martin will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. 30-22, Morrilton on top. Walker takes the inbound pass, has it between the circles. Throws it to five from the left side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound is controlled by Kortzmeyer for the Lady Devil Dogs. Williams throws it cross court to Adams. She has it near the left corner. Now cross court pass to Kortzmeyer. Finds Templeton up the top. Gives it back to Kortzmeyer. Kortzmeyer drills to the right side. She's going to give it to Williams, who has it right there on the wing. Now to Adams. Adams dribbles on the left side. Gives it to Templeton. Now she has it on the wing. Goes back towards the free line. He throws it up top to Kortzmeyer. 2:10 left in the third quarter. Ball goes over to Williams on the right wing. Now up top to Templeton. Finds Wright on the low block. She's going to go up for the layup off the glass. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up off the glass and in. Z right now with 14 points. 32-22, Morrilton's lead back to double digits. 1:48 left in the third quarter. Walker is going to be called for the offensive foul in the backcourt. They said she used her forearm. That is her third personal foul, team foul number six against Mountain Home here in the second half. Kortzmeyer will inbound it on the near sideline right in front of the Morrilton bench. Gets into Williams. Williams has it between the circles, now drills to the left side. Goes back to the top, and now an offensive foul. An illegal screen called on Z Wright. That is her third personal foul, team foul number four against Morrilton. 1:38 left in the third quarter. Martin will inbound it on the near sideline, gets into Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer brings it across the timeline, has the ball on the right side. Minute and a half left. Going to take the screen from Foreman. Now gives it to Foreman on the paint. Over to Martin on the right side. Martin's going to pull up at the elbow. Now tries to throw it to Foreman. She finally controls it, puts the layup up off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman with her first 2 points of the night. 32-24, Morrilton leading it. 1:10 left in the third quarter. Here's Williams with the ball between the circles. Over to Adams on the left wing. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Maddie Adams hits the three, and now Morrilton's quickly going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. 58.1 seconds left to play in the third quarter. It is Morrilton leading Mountain Home 35-24. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, Morrilton just took the timeout right after the three-pointer by Maddie Adams. She now has 6 points, and it's an 11-point lead for the Lady Devil Dogs, 35-24, with 58.1 seconds left in the third quarter. Mountain will inbound it in the backcourt. Husky will trigger the inbound pass as we're about ready to get started back up. Husky inbounds it to Walker. Right now it's a man-to-man, but, well, I thought they might cheat off that and try to trap her a little bit. They're not going to do that this time. Walker has it on the right wing. Finds Foreman cutting to the basket. Just lost the handle of her dribble. It kind of went off her leg, and it goes out of bounds with 40 and a half seconds left. Z right in. Tamia Templeton checking back into the game for Morrilton, replacing Jaden Jackson, and also replacing Alina Ross, who had checked in during the timeout. Here's Hilton into the front court. 30 seconds left in the third quarter. It's an 11-point Morrilton lead. Hilton throws up top to Templeton. Ball goes now to Adams, now to Kordsmeyer. Cross courts to Hilton. Now to Riot on the low block. She's going to go into the lane for the layup. Shot was blocked. They're going to call a foul on Anna Grace Foreman. Dell Leonard's trying to get a travel call. He's not going to win that argument. Foreman picks up her fourth personal foul. Team foul number seven against Mountain Home. So Walton will be shooting free throws for the rest of this game. Z right at the free throw line, where so far she is 4 of 5 with 14 points. Exactly 13 seconds left as Z Wright's first free throw is up and good. Jaden Jackson is going to check back in for Morrilton as Tamia Templeton will take a seat. Second free throw for Wright is good. She's going ahead to the bench as she's replaced by Alina Ross, who checked right back in. Ross, by the way, a 6'1 sophomore. 37-24, Morrilton leading it. 10 seconds left as Husky gets it into the front court. Ball goes to Foreman between the circles. 4 seconds left. They're going to have to hurry up. The over ball goes over to Husky. 1 second. They're going to have to hurry up and get the shot up, and they're not going to get it. They weren't even watching the clock. And so after 24 minutes of play, our score is a Morrilton leading Mountain Home 37-24. We'll start the final quarter in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injury.